cuma tidak bisa. Shiva and Krishna were two from this body, but they were one in Bhavana. As a mitra, friend, bosom friend, that
his rasa with Krishna, it is sakyaras, is no Madhuryam extent. That's, I think, your question. No, it's his ecstasy.
Sakha here, but not only sakha. He wants to meet Krishna, and he helps. मैं क्या सुनेगा, सुन करके क्या होगा, उसको भजन करो सब कुछ। अभी चित्त चंचल तुम लोगों का, अभी इधर कभी उधर, और अभी साधन हरि नाम करो, शांत करो।
He wants to unite Radha and Krishna.
So he is like Mandir.
No, no.
On the other side, no.
We are Narma Sukha. He helps Krishna in Radhika.
But his Anubhav, Satika Bhav, Yavatari Bhav, is it anyway like Manjari or always like?
Not Manjari, like Kriya Narma Sukha.
Special category.
Not like human Kishori.
But nothing more than the.
More than. Sakha, Mitra Sakha, Prana Sakha, is more than that. He has so intimate friendship with Krishna that he is Mamata and Krishna is mine. So that he is greater than all another Sakha, Madhamangal, Sridham, and all of them. And sometimes he takes the shape of Radhika.
Form.
Once Krishna was with Sri Radhika and all of the devotees. Meantime, anyone, Padma, the Sakhi of Sudhantu, mother in Jatila, and she told that just I have seen Krishna and Radhika meeting at Bhandirvan in a cave or tomb. I have just seen. She became very furious and angry. In the meantime, getting this
information,
Padma went away very happy because she was about to go and to see herself that fact and then doing anything. But in the meantime, in the way, Vishakha met. She told that, where you are going? She told that, I am going to Bhandirvan. Why? I have heard that Radhika has gone to meet Krishna there and they are meeting. So, you are very foolish. Krishna is doing drama with her friends. His friends, and he has met Subal as Radhika and playing, and he has given this information to you, and if you will go there, they will make Subal naked, and they will so and they will clapping in hands, they will laugh and make him very foolish and foolish. Did he activity. So Subal, at that Sumal was ready to take the shape of Kunti and to make foolish. So he is very near and dear and always helps Kunti Radhika. So sometimes bhav is so higher, then he takes a form of Mahabhav, a little bit.
Srimati Radhika must like Subal very much.
Both steps are like same. If Siddham is brother of Radhika, but yet he's so beautiful and so looking, if he dressed like a woman, she seen as his Radhika. And he is very clever, very intelligent, and he knows how to write. Sometimes when Krishna falls to Manbhanga of Radhika, understand? He sends Subal, and Subal he speaks in so manner that his heart melts. It is enough. It does not mean that Subal becomes ready and his bhava is like Gopi. His bhava is always as friend, but so intimacy with Krishna and Radhika that he comes in Mahabhava.
You had another question about Srimati Radhika with Murtya, Mada and Pragavda.
It is mentioned that Srimati Radhika, it is mentioned that gopis are in three divisions, Mukta, Madhya,
Pragavda.
So, in the Goloka, the spiritual, Bhama Vrindavan is also, but in that place, those three divisions are also there. So
everything has come out from there.
Krishna also has different ages, Kumara, Kishore, Govinda, all
Sandhi.
Not that he is only one age, but it's, someone said that Krishna is in Goloka is Kishore, but his mother sees him as her son, so she sees him as a child. But I think that he must be all of those different ages, not only by what she sees, but he must be able to be all of different ages.
You are right.
Chinta Shakti.
His every pastime is Nitya. So he every age is Nitya. But Kishore and Vayasandhi are most important. Because Gopi's rasa is sarvottam, and so Krishna, the gopis are very much interested in Kishore. So Kishore Mukti is Chaitanya Chaitanya, it has been stated, Vaya Kaishoro kam dhyam adhyo paro.
like a full-blown lotus.
Only not full, but it has so many qualities. So much sushital, so much fragrant, so much komal,
soft.
So much bhava-purna, loving. And every qualification includes.
Sure. Yesterday when we were speaking about the different gopis, the Nityapriya gopis, the Nityasiddha gopis, the Munichari gopis, different gopis, Vishana Chakravarti Chakra gives the example that some of the gopis, like a mango, some gopis are not yet
ready.
Ripened, but by hearing about Ras, then gradually the mango got sweeter, and then when it was ready, it was offered to Krishna.
When a Mali means
garden,
pick up so many mangoes. Some are half ripened, some are half not ripe at all, only full, young. Young becomes ripe. Ripe becomes more ripe, and another ripe are very much most beautiful, fragrant, everything, and to taste. So, we have given very beautiful dishes. Where you are right now?
In our Guru Maharaj's...
Pika?
No, it is in... Not in the Guru Maharaj's Tika, because he did not write that. He passed away, but his disciple, Ridhananda Maharaj, he has given the translation of Vishwanatha. It seems that Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur's position is very unique.
All are unique. All are unique. One gives bees means seed. One gives a vithankur seed.
That is sprout.
That is Sanatana Goswami. And one gives seed with ankur, with leaves. That are Raghunath, Bhatta and all others. And after that, Vishwanatha Chakravarti, he gives with fruit also.
Who gave the seed?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
And with the ankur?
Sanatana Goswami. In his Vaishnava Toshini, Brihad Vaishnava Toshini.
What about Rupa Goswami? Rupa Goswami?
Rupa Goswami is everything. Is out of Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur has blindly followed the person.
Blindly followed.
And he gives yukti. Yukti means
argument.
Argument hither and hither and so on. And follows the person. Jiva Goswami has two visions, one for anadhikari, one for adhikari, but Vishwanatha Chakravarti has no two sides, only one side. Sometimes he alochana karta hai, alochana
mein.
Discussion. No. He cuts the argument. He cuts the arguments of Jiva Goswami also.
Yeah.
Vividly.
Yeah.
He tells that where in Srimad Bhagavat is any example that gopis were sakya?
Yeah, we're
married. Patishitanvaya, Bhratri, Anand, Dhamman. And there are so many examples in each slope that gopis are practicing. Not here in Vrindavan, but also in Golok Vrindavan.
It seems that in one place, that Jiva Goswami says that none of the gopis had any children. There's one statement, when Krishna meets with the gopis for us, he jokes with them, saying that now you should all return to your husbands and your children. So, Jiva Goswami says that actually he's joking, because it is rasavas to say, according to Rupa Goswami, to say, to bring up the mood of parents, that you're a mother, at the same time that they're feeling this conjugal mood. Vishnu Chakravarti says that some of them may have had children, because they had some material desire. You said that yesterday. But after becoming qualified, then they gave up that body.
For them, this was happening.
Is that correct?
I blindly follow Vishnu Acharya. Jiva Goswami and do vichar, vichar means.
What does that mean, vichar?
Vichar means. This is the blackness.
Doesn't matter, you will try.
I have to think.
Analysis.
Why Jiva Goswami is telling like this? But in this one, after Vati Thakur, how direct our heart adopts it. And no use of mental anything. But in Jiva Goswami, mentally we have to judge and
weigh everything.
Analyze.
Why has he told? He has told it for anadhikari or adhikari, or why he has told?
Yes. And I think he felt, Jiva Goswami felt, that it was his duty to explain everything in such a way to convince all the other sampradayas.
But he has not cared. Julian Mani has given a very big
comment. We were wondering about
that. Against
Jiva Goswami.
Again? All things are against him. But he is telling that he is our acharya, he is Rupanuga. He cannot tell like this. His thoughts were different, but he has to. In Ujjwal Nirmani you can see that Dhuti, Swayam Dhuti, after Dhuti. In Swayam Dhuti means, this will come next year. Swayam Dhuti means, Gopis, Naika, are herself requesting Krishna to meet. You should understand. But how? By opposing words, like opposing, but they are not opposing. They are praying. These are sabda uttha, nedara, artha, arthalankar, so many things. I cannot express, I'm not expressing feeling, but usually no answer. Very, very beautiful.
So you were saying that he was opposing Jiva
Goswami? Like Gopis. He wants to denote another thing, and by telling the words by upper, it means anything else. Don't come with me. Your life will be spoiled. Your house will be ruined. But this is not real. You should come. If you will not come, your life will be ruined.
So he says
this. Jiva Goswami has told all these things. Vishwanatha Chakravarti tells that he is my acharya, he is my pranamya. I have taken something, what he was taking, I have taken a rest, prasadam. And yet he discards.
Disagrees.
Huh?
He disagrees.
He disagrees with the fact that he has written it. Copy of the Swakiya Bhava. What else? Words are telling another thing, but meaning is another, quite opposite. In Srimad Bhagavat 2, copies are telling Krishna. When they met at Kurukshetra, why you told like this, and why you sent your brother and Uddhava, which were telling that I am everywhere, meditate, and why you told in the Ras that go at once to your husband and return, see your child and everything. Krishna told that, I was thinking that you are so clever and very human.
Intelligent.
But now you see that you are not so intelligent. Why? Because I have never told you in the Ras to go to your husband. I was telling only that it is midnight. It is so deep, andhakar, dark. So many serpents and other things. And it is quite nirjana sthan. Nirjana means quite lonely places. So returning, not returning I was. It is the time to meet me. I am pati of pati. I am your patis are not your patis. I was telling that you should serve your patis. That I was telling to serve me. Gopi told that you are quite intelligent, enough intelligent. We want to hear from your mouth these things. We know that you are telling that. And Krishna told that, oh, now I know that you are the hero. So, words are denoting another thing. But the what? Dhani. Dhani means.
Yeah, who knows the.
Wealthy person.
Huh? One who knows.
Dhani denotes another thing. The inner meaning. Dhani means inner meaning. No. A hidden meaning of any word is called dhvani. Anit yoga, Bill will drink water again. One was taking water. Any kantedar machali, fish having milk. Kata, you know? Kata.
Fish.
Fish having
lobster.
Full of bone, outside bone.
See? Not bone. Kata ki hai. Kata mani ki.
Kata the hand bole, kata ke bole, jun khodi kata hand bole. Kata ne ni bole. Bone, ulo the bite se
bite. Bone na kata dekhao. Very
pointed.
Anything, pointed thing which goes, but.
A fish.
Eh?
Sword.
Not
so.
Lobster. That
means
with the hands they have that.
He was drinking water at the Ekadasi day. Drinking in Jamuna water.
What happened?
And happened that one fish.
Wow.
Then he was announcing that
bone.
I don't take anything
bone.
On Ekadasi.
He was bathing for
him. Then when he went there and he came out and he became
restless.
Then another man told that, will you drink again water? This meeting means that don't
take water in a cup.
Like this is called dhvani. So gopis and Krishna in Bhagavat has used this indirectly. In our Goswami Granth also it is written, full of all these things. And this is called the rasa.
This is Parokshabad.
Parokshabad. Parokshabad one.
Everything is Parokshabad. To protect from Ananakari.
The gopis, did they have husbands? Did they actually not have husbands, or did they have husbands who were gopis who had rush with Krishna, or was there husband just imaginary, or did their husband have? They also have rush.
These husbands. In Golok Vrindavan, only Abhimani. Understand?
Only idea. They're only thinking they have.
Only idea.
Yeah.
No shape at all there. But in Bhavan Vrindavan, that Abhimani has taken shape again by Yoga Maya. No illusory Maya there. Only.
I have a question. Then. May I ask my question?
Yeah, that's the
question.
Jatila. Jatila is also Abhimani in Golok Vrindavan.
Consult. Jatila is Abhimani.
Abhimani only. No, actually there. No place. Abhimani. Like in a dark room, I am alone in a room. At once I heard any sound in the room, but saw nothing. There is any ghost here. And I feared and ran away from it. But there was nothing.
But in your mind it was.
So in Golok Vrindavan, nothing like this. Only Abhiman. Abhiman any. Any word for Abhimani?
Ego. Concept.
Conception.
Conception.
But here. And that conception makes only Yoga Maya. No work of Israeli Maya. Then?
You have finished us easily. We left. You have something?
You have read 33 articles.